You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's time to knock some things off your bucket list. First up, travel the world. If you've always wanted to visit Hong Kong or vacation in the Swiss Alps and wondered what it was like, well, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina got the scoop for you. These jet-setting divas are always at some fun and exotic place experiencing the best of what life has to offer. And each week, they'll tell you all about it. These ladies are always high-flying loads of fun.
Hey, I'm Jeanette.
I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina, and we are the Jet Setting Divas. Hey, ladies, what's going on in the world of travel?
Hey.
Oh, my gosh, girl. I'm going to start it off here. How do parents travel with children? And I know we did this as
we
kids.
We did, yeah.
They give them some Benadryl.
You can't do that because every child is different.
No, you did say they give them some Benadryl. No, you
Yvette, you never say that. That's a Jeanette statement. But you know what? You used to be able to say that because I think when our kids was growing up, we knew that that would, you know, put them to sleep. But you know what? Kids come with all type of special needs today. And I really have to say, you know, parents that travel on an airplane with a child that has, you know, that's on a spectrum, that's, you know, that, you know, that may have any type of behavioral difficulties and things like that. It's got to be difficult because I'm telling you, I was on a flight with a parent that clearly did not have the skills to, she was so worried about what other people around her were thinking instead of taking care of her child. So it was myself and this other white lady. We was like, I wanted to say, let the baby come sit over here by me. And now, you know, I don't let no baby sit. And he was probably about 10, 9 or 10.
No.
But he had done everything. He didn't went and unplugged the computer behind the counter where the lady was, you know, because he was pulling on cords, you know, and they over there checking people. He didn't want, she just didn't care. She's like,
you know what? That's something that you have to think about, yeah. Traveling with a kid that's autistic or just how you travel with them and all the sensory things that's coming at them.
But you know what? People have a problem with ignoring their child.
They
tune them out.
Yes, what's up with that? Do they have ADD themselves?
They tune them out.
Now, I think we might be forgetting when we were parents because there were times when
my kids knew
only
how to
at
act.
A certain time, like if, when you in your house or whatever.
No,
but when you were in public, you don't do that.
My kids knew how to act. When if I said, "Don't let me take you in that bathroom," they would just go straight up paranoid. But today we are dealing with a whole different level of sensitivity.
They're different. It's different.
I mean, a whole different level of just, you know, ways of, because you know the way our parents talked to us, you know, they would be like, get your ass in. You cannot
do that now
because people around you are looking at that's child abuse. So we endured it, but they can't do that right now.
But what I would say is that if someone has an autistic child or someone has a child that's on the spectrum, then they need to consider how all of that sensory is coming at the child is going to help them. I've seen kids with like earmuffs on. I've saw them with headphones on.
Yeah.
Just to even out everything.
Yeah, because you know, think about it, the PA system comes on. They got 4 or 5 different people screaming, airline flights come, you know, start CD. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is very loud in an airport. It's loud in an airport. It's a lot of confusion. It's a lot of people. So you think about people, you know, we don't want anybody touching us. Yeah. So you think about people just bumping and touching and, girl, and then just being on a plane. Say we went from Denver. This was my flight last week, from Denver to Dallas. That was 1 hour and 40 minutes. That's probably one of the shorter flights. I don't know. The parent, the dad, it was a mom, a dad, and it was 2 kids. The dad and the one child, they sat in the front. They left the mom and they left the other child in the back. But we were kind of in the middle. And the mom, she was, I don't know if she was just frustrated or just overwhelmed, but she just kept saying, be quiet. And, you know, and he would, she had to like hold it because, you know, he wanted to hit the back of the chair. And it was just so many different things that that the parent, you know, she was worried about us. And I wish she would have just did whatever she would normally do to keep him calm. But yeah, it was crazy.
Well, you know, we have a lot of parental experience between the three of us. And so what advice would you give a parent like that? Because we've all traveled with our kids.
You got to give them something to do. iPad, phone, something to play.
Coloring. They have color.
Yeah.
I would say even maybe a movie to watch. I know one thing that helps me out on flights, I'll download Netflix movies onto my phone, and I'm able to watch movies. So, I mean, the kids could do the same thing. Their parents could download any movies on their iPad, on their phones, and they can watch those. They could also just giving them games they can play, just...
But I see that a lot. Yeah. I see that a lot. The kid is just, you know, they're very occupied.
Right. Yeah.
They're watching movies, or they're playing games, or they're coloring or writing. They're doing something. You got, if they're not, that means the parent is an inexperienced flyer.
Even with kids that are young, you know, when the seatbelt light comes off, some of these parents just get up and let the kids just run up and down the aisles. I think there was a flight that we were on. It was kids just running up and down the aisle. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then, you know, think about it. Going to the restroom on a plane with the kids. Girl, I don't want to touch nothing. So just imagine them.
Sometimes if you're on a long flight, you have to go to the restroom with them. But what I would say a travel hack would be you can carry sanitizing wipes, and you can take those and try to clean up or what you can around. Because with kids, you just wet wipes to just try to clean up everything and keep everything sanitized for them.
Okay, so let me tell you the other kicker. We were on Spirit. So, you know, Spirit ain't handing out no drinks. Or the little one of the kids, and this wasn't even a kid that was the autistic kid. This was a kid that was just working talking about, you know, they probably used to fly. She said, "Can I get a Coke or Sprite?" And the mom, and they was like, "Okay." And then the lady was gonna get your credit. You know, it's gonna cost blah blah blah. And then she was like, "Oh, it costs." She said, "That's why we fly American." And the kid was just kind of going off. She was probably about 7 or 8. And then so the lady was like, "Okay." She said, "Well, she's walked by, you offer snacks and drinks to the child and then turn around and tell them it's going to cost." It was chaotic in that little corner where I was. I tell you, the little child was like, why are you charging us? We paid so much for these tickets. And it was just like, girl, y'all probably paid $40.
And that's another thing. As a parent, if you're going to get on an airplane,
we know.
You need to bag some little snacks up. You know, why would you not do that?
That is the travel hack for parents. Have snacks.
And
always.
I can tell she was probably traveling with her grandmother. So this was grandmother traveling. She probably had been with grandmother at spring break. She probably going to take her back home. And so grandma didn't know.
They should have told grandma, get this kid some snacks, get them some juice,
You only get one bag, so they probably didn't pack that little one bag. They didn't have enough room.
Well, they could get juice or something to drink when they got to the airport, and they could bring their snacks in. So that was the way, you know.
Yeah, it was funny though, because that little girl ran that poor little flight attendant up one side and down the other, because she was trying to charge for a Sprite and a snack. You don't have cookies, you don't have crackers. I was like, oh, and let me tell you something. Well, I'll tell you something else that was so crazy. So I think we talked about dogs last week, but the PA system came on. And I don't know if y'all ever heard this. Mm-hmm. The PA system in the airport told people you are not allowed to bring out nuts, snacks, you know, peanuts, anything that's nut-based. Wow. I had never heard that.
Yeah, I've never heard
because,
that.
Because of airborne allergies.
Yeah.
Wow. You talked about the dog then.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, when you go with kids, you got a whole different, they got airborne allergies. Girl, they didn't have that back in the 70s. They have, now, you know, they have, you know, you got to entertain them. They got to have the latest and greatest. And they're accustomed. I didn't fly until I was 18. I don't know how old y'all were. And I ain't
You got to make sure that them kids ain't pushing on those seats also.
Yeah, kicking the back of seats. Kicking the back of seats.
Now, I used to have a problem with mine doing that, but I had a little hack for it too.
What
I
was that?
I would hit those legs.
Oh,
and that was
on the airplane.
No, that is not allowed. That's not allowed. That is not allowed these days.
I would do a tap. No, I wouldn't do anything. Not hard. I would just do a little tap. Stop.
You would go to jail because that is not allowed. That is not allowed. I'm talking about traveling with kids. Yeah, I mean, this would be a long flight. 15 hours, couldn't probably do it.
Oh.
I mean, unless you had an experienced child traveler. And I think, you know, the more your kids travel, the more they get used to traveling. But I have to tell you, what do you do as a passenger sitting next to a parent that you know struggling? Do you try to help them? Do you just sit there quietly and put your headphones on? And I forgot my headphones, so you know I was losing my mind. I left, you know, I'm packing Spirit. I had one bag. I was only there for like 20 hours, and I forgot my headphones.
Oh, wow.
Headphones are small, so you should have remembered. I mean, that was almost on you. Even if you had to, I'm going to tell you, I've left mine before, and I just bought some at the airport. And they are expensive, but just for your own peace of mind. And
it was an hour and a 40-minute flight. I said,
okay, if you fly in Spirit or Frontier, do not forget your headphones. And do not forget to download your movie, because they don't have nothing for you to
and
download your music, whatever your music, your movie, everything.
And their Wi-Fi is sketchy too. I don't even think their Wi-Fi really works.
Don't pay for it. Don't pay for that.
We do have a little hack where we have a little thing that you can put on the back of the seat where you can put your phone in here and watch it just like you were on American watching your movie.
Girl, what do you
remember? You got that for us.
Yes. What do you normally say? Let's make this a first class flight.
Yes. Turn Spirit into a first class flight. Yes.
You
can get one. I mean, because you're getting a discount on the flight, you can actually budget yourself out one drink, bring your snacks on. You can even bring some wet wipes to clean your hands.
Okay.
Just turn it into a whole experience. Tina, you know, we've done that before.
Oh, we do it all the time. I mean, I know how to. I just be worried about these parents. I think we should have like some kind of lesson for them. Like, before you take your child on the Spirit flight, this is what you need to know. Things to know before you get on Spirit with your kids.
Snacks. Juice,
you know, they even want to go in there in the cockpit with the. I don't even know, if they're allowed to go in the cockpit and visit the captain on the Spirit flight. They'd be like, "Go sit down." Girl, this has been funny. This has been fun show. But I tell you, flying with kids, I gotta salute them. I gotta applaud them. I gotta do it all because I tell you, you know, if it's more than 2 hours, you know, I don't know, just.
Give them some Benadryl.
And you said that I'm talking about the Benadryl. You see us talking about the Benadryl.
I know. That's the first thing come out of my mouth. Wait, this is a Benadryl.
Let them sleep.
Now that is a hack. The Benadryl, or the just children. The children are allergy medicine.
I told y'all, my daughter, you can give her Benadryl. That's like giving her a Coke. She will pop up, and she is so energized. Well,
it's
she
different for everybody.
Yes. You need to know what your child needs. Whatever your child, maybe your child needs Tylenol. Whatever your child needs to relax their nerves.
Girl, get it done. Get her done. Talk to y'all later, ladies.
Well, ladies, right. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina. And we are the Jet Setting Divas.
See y'all.
Tune in next Thursday when the Jet Setting Divas will tell you about another fun destination spot that you'll want to visit. For more on their excursions, log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. there is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service, all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me. This is news they can use.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.